Patterns of Presence, Day 21, Mark 6:48. Jesus saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them, walking on the lake. The most amazing component in this whole stormy situation is that Jesus walks on the water. Jesus enters this natural dilemma and crisis in a very supernatural way. You see, Jesus doesn't operate within our boundaries, he operates within his own. He's not limited by the restraints of nature. When Jesus looks out from his mountaintop and he sees the disciples straining at the oars, when he makes the decision to position himself within their circumstance, he doesn't turn up in a boat, rowing his way out to them, shouting, "Take courage, it's I, don't be afraid, and I'll be with you in just a minute." No, he comes walking on the water. He doesn't operate within our boundaries, he operates within his own. Anyone else looking to join someone who's in a boat in the middle of the lake would take another boat to get there, but not Jesus. He walks on the water. He turns up in a supernatural way, but yet he actually turns up in a naturally supernatural way. Think about it. He could have floated down from the sky and hovered over the waters. He could have flown in and appeared before them. Goodness, he could have just materialised inside their boat. All of these would have been supernatural manifestations that would have invoked faith and taught us about his power and his ability and his identity. But no, Jesus walks on the water. He takes the time to journey from the shore to the middle of the lake. He makes the effort to journey. And he walks, which in biblical times was the way that most people made journeys from one place to another. So there's this naturally supernatural dimension to what Jesus is doing here. And you know, there are times in the natural when things suddenly change and circumstances just turn around, unexpected things happen. Times when things mysteriously click into place or mysteriously click into place, and the world around us calls those coincidences. When in actual fact, for the believer, these are God incidences. They are times that God works in a naturally supernatural way. Sometimes it is all about the mystical and the mysterious. Sometimes it is all about the dramatic and the powerful and the grand manifestations and the all-out demonstrations. And sometimes he works in naturally supernatural ways. Jesus walks into the disciples' situation and look at their reaction. It says, when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost, and they cried out because they were terrified. Here's an interesting chain of events. The disciples see the manifestation of Jesus' presence. They become frightened. They fail to recognize Jesus and what is unfolding, and they voice their fears. Often when I read this, I think to myself, how ignorant were these guys not to recognize Jesus and then to mistake him for a ghost? I mean, come on. But truth be told, their conclusion isn't unreasonable, because Jesus is doing something that is beyond their level of faith understanding. Jesus has never done this whole walking on water thing before. They've never seen him do this. He never taught on this. He never spoke about the possibility of this. He kept this party trick well and truly up his sleeve. They'd seen him heal people, cast out demons, calm storms, even raise the dead and cleanse lepers. But moonwalking across the water, that was a new one on them. This was something that they had no teaching or previous experience of. They had no theological or experiential framework for what was happening. So they failed to recognise what Jesus was doing. How often do we do this? There can be times when we see or experience a manifestation of the presence of Christ, and because we have no personal theological or experiential framework to interpret it with, we fail to recognise Jesus in it. or worse, we denounce it as something evil or negative. Now, I'm not against theological frameworks, quite the opposite. We should view everything through the lens of Scripture. But we've got to be careful of bringing the Bible and God and the way that we interpret Him down to the level of our personal experience, instead of bringing our experience up to the level of Scripture. God doesn't operate within our boundaries. He operates within His own, and we've got to be careful that we don't put boundaries around our limitless, boundless God. Faith is about seeing beyond the boundaries of the natural and beginning to see within the boundaries of God. But how do we do that? And a bigger question is, how do we know that what we are seeing or experiencing is from God? Well, look at what happens when Jesus turns up. He says to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Jesus turns up in a way that they have never seen or encountered before. The first thing Jesus does is announce His identity. "It is I," He says. Every manifestation and supernatural exploit should announce Christ's identity and reveal His character and nature. If it's linked to His character, if it's linked to His nature, if it's linked to His identity and reveals such, then it's linked to Him, it's revealing Him, and it is Him. But if it's not linked to Him, if it doesn't announce or reveal His character, identity, or nature, if it points to something else or someone else, then it's not linked to Him and it's not of Him. As we begin to build into our lives patterns that prioritise His presence, as we wait on Him and press into Him and ask Him, "Show me your glory," He will begin to move in powerful, grand, mystical and undeniable ways. And He'll also move in ways that are naturally supernatural. Moments when His power and splendour is wrapped up within the natural dimensions of life and unfolded within the natural order of things. We learn to identify Him in both. We embrace the all-out supernatural dimensions of glory, and we learn to see Him in the naturally supernatural ways. And we learn to see Him in both by looking for His identity, the revelation of His character and nature, and the ways in which what we see, perceive and experience are embodying the truth of Scripture. God doesn't operate within our boundaries, He operates within His own. Because He is holy. That is, He is a cut above everything else. He is set apart and distinct from everything else. He moves in big, powerful ways and in natural ways too. And the Holy God presences Himself with us in the highs and in the lows. So we ask Him to open our eyes and help us to see Him, to know when He is with us, in the powerful spiritual ways and in the natural everyday ways too. Today, pause. Pray the big bold prayer. "If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways, so that I may know you and continue to find favour with you." In other words, open my eyes today and help me to see you in my today, to know that you, the Holy God, are here with me.
Holy, holy, here with me. Resurrect my eyes to see. Woven into everything. Holy, holy, here with me. Holy, holy, help me now. When faith is nowhere to be found. Oh, there's nothing left in every sea. diamonds grow. Oh, I felt your love when I let go. Oh, holy, holy highs and lows. All of my life, with every breath, in plenty or when it seems as to see heaven all around. To take the time to realize everything is holy ground. So much holiness in every moment. Oh, give me the eyes to behold it.